Okay, so we're learning tonight Tehillim Kapitel Lamed Vav. This is the Lamed Vavnik. This is the Lamed Vavnik we're learning tonight. Right, that was Lamed Hey, right.
Yeah, okay.
Lamed Vav is a relatively short Kapitel Tehillim. It's one that has numerous psukim in it that may be familiar to us from the davening, again, as we'll go through. But as we'll see when translating it, it's hard on the surface to find a unified theme as to what the kapitel is about. What I like to do is, again, as we typically do, to go through the kapitel, to translate it, to add a few words of commentary, and then to suggest, and again, if you don't like it, your money back at the end of the shiur, but to suggest a possible approach to understanding the theme of what this kapitel tehillim is all about. L'manaseach le'eved Hashem le'David. Kapitel to starts off with a very unusual introduction. L'manaseach mizmar le'David is something that's familiar to us, but here David says this song is for the choir master. Okay, that's familiar enough. But le'eved Hashem, this is a kapitel tehillim for or about an eved Hashem, a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a unique appellation for the kapitel tehillim. And obviously, as we go through, we'll have to try to figure out what is it about this kapitel tehillim that in particular deserves to be labeled a kapitel tehillim for an eved Hashem, for a servant of Hashem. Ne'um pesha l'rosha bekerev libi. A somewhat difficult phrase to translate, but let's translate in accordance with Rashi and the Metzudas David. Pesha, sin, says, Ne'um, Pesha says to the Rosha, which is inside my heart, Ein pachad Elokim l'neged einav. The fear of God should not be opposite his eyes. Both Rashi and the Metzudas David interpret that the Pesha, the sin of which we speak, is the Yetzer Hara personified, the evil inclination within man. And the way Rashi puts it, the term bekerev libi, that which is in my heart, is the reference to the Pesha. In other words, there's a little bit of sin inside of my heart, I call it the Yetzer Hara, and that Yetzer Hara says to the Rasha within me, Ein pachad Elokim l'neged einov. The fear of God should not be opposite one's eyes. The Yetzer Hara within me is trying to seduce me to throw aside the notion of having a fear of God. Right?
So Russia doesn't have the fear of God.
Right. So again, the way I'm interpreting it.
Russia becares the Yetzer Hara.
Right. In other words, the Pesha. The Pesha is the Yetzer Hara. He's speaking to the Rasha himself. In other words, so to speak, if one could imagine, you know, the Yetzer Hara as an entity distinct from the Rasha himself, the Pesha, the Yetzer Hara, is carrying on a conversation with the Rasha, and he's telling the Rasha, "Ein pachad Elokim l'neged einav." It's not good to have the fear of God opposite your eyes. Ki hechelik elav be'einav. The Yetzer Hara makes things smooth and smooths things over for the Rasha with his eyes. Limso avono lisno. He helps the Rasha find his sin, and he helps the Rasha find hatred. Hatred of that which is good and hatred of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Divrei fiv oven umirma. The words of his mouth are falsehood and guile. Chodal lehaskil lehitiv. The Rasha has stopped using his intelligence to be good. The Malba makes an interesting comment over here. He says, you know, our natural inclination, if we would just think about things intelligently, intelligence dictates that we do what's right. So when a person is convinced to do that which is wrong, chodal lehaskil, it means that the person's intelligence has failed him on some level, because if he really had, you know, seichel, he would know that, you know, he's supposed to do the right thing. So here, the Yetzer Hara has managed to convince the Rasha to stop even contemplating doing that which is right. Oven yachshov al mishkovo. This evil person When he goes to sleep at night, he's thinking about all kinds of evil things to do. Yisyatsev al derech lo tov. He stands on a way which is not a good way. Ra lo yim os. He doesn't have a hatred. He doesn't despise evil. The Yetzirah has managed to worm its way into the heart of the person. So these first five psukim of the kapitel, again, the way Rashi and Mitzvot Dovin in particular interpret them, are talking about what the Yetzirah can do to an individual. The Yetzirah can get into the person. The Yetzirah can contort his way of thinking. The Yetzirah can get him to the point where when he lies asleep at night, instead of just counting sheep, he's thinking about, you know, how he can do terrible things. And it's a very, very sobering and very disturbing description of the power of the Yetzer Hara.
This is into a bad person.
Right.
It's very easy.
And then there's an abrupt change in the whole focus of the Kapitel Tehillim, and we're left wondering what happened over here. Hashem b'hashamayim chazdecha. Hashem, your chesed, your kindness is up in the heavens. Emunascha, your faithfulness, ad shechokim. It reaches up to the heavens themselves. And then comes the pasuk, which may be familiar to us. We say Shabbos by Mincha. Tzidkasecha kahari re'el. Your righteousness, Hashem, is like the great mountains. The Radak points out over here that the word el, when added to a noun, oftentimes just implies great or powerful. Right? So in other words, you know, the truth is the word, you know, the word Kel or Elohim, we use it as a reference to God, but on its most basic level, you know, it just means a power or a force. Michamocha bo'elim Hashem doesn't mean, you know, who's like you among the other gods, Hashem. There are no other gods. Who's like you among the forces or the powers in the universe? So tzidkascha kahari re'el, your righteousness, Hashem, is like the big powerful mountains. It's, you know, if you imagine a Mount Everest or some other, you know, mighty powerful mountain, that's how great your righteousness is, Hashem. Mishpotecha, your judgments are tahom rabba. They're just like the great depths. Adam uvehema toshia Hashem. Hashem, you save Adam and behema alike. You save man and you save the animals. Again, beautiful, wonderful idea. Where does this fit into things? And then we continue speaking about the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and these next four psukim as well are part of the davening. Probably most people here do not know them because they're traditionally recited by men when they put on their talisim in the morning. So I'm assuming that that's, you know, not really the purview of the people sitting here. But we will... Currently, correct. But you know, we'll also recognize some of these phrases from some of the Shabbos Zmirus, where they also make an appearance. You know, so the psukim may be familiar in that respect. My yokar chazdecha Elokim. How precious is your kindness, Elokim? Uvnei odom b'tzel knofecho yechesoyun. People find refuge in the shade of your wings. Yirviyun mideshen beisecha. They are saturated. They're satisfied by the fatness and the goodness that they find in your house. V'nachol adonecha sashkein. And from the waters of the spring, of your spring, you will give them to drink. Ki imcha mekor chayim, because the source of life is with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'orcha nireh or, in your light we will be able to see light. Misho chazdecha liyodecha, bring down your kindness to those who know you. V'tzidkascha liyishrei lev, and bring down your righteousness to those who are straight of heart. The Radak writes, and you know, based on Chazal, that these four psukim which we just read describe the enjoyments of Olam Haba. And you could definitely appreciate, you know, reading about how people are sheltered in the wings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, satisfied by the fatness and goodness and the water that He provides them with. We see light in your light. You know, we could definitely appreciate how this could be a beautiful description of Olam Haba. And then, after all of this beautiful description of the kindness and greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have two psukim that also just seem to kind of come out of nowhere. Al tivo eni regel ga'ava. Let not the foot of ga'ava, of pride, let it not come to me. V'yad rishoim al tinideni. And let not the hand of rishoim move me aside from my place. Shom naflu po'alei oven. There, the people who do evil deeds, that's where they fell. Dohu, they were pushed aside. Felo yochlu kum, and they were unable to get up. And you read the Kapitel Tehillim, and although the psukim, by every pasuk in itself is beautiful and inspiring, but there's a sense, right? There's a sense of disjointedness. You know, we started off talking
about the Rasha first.
Right. We started off talking about the Yetzer Hara and the Rasha and, you know, what the Yetzer Hara is able to do. Then we switch and everything is sweetness and light, you know, the greatness, the kindness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? And then at the end, two psukim that talk about, you know, save me from Rishoim, knock them down so they won't be able to get up again. Again, you know, everything makes sense, but
for itself.
What's the flow of thought that's over here?
She's confused.
Right. So let me suggest the following. And again, you don't like it, money back at the end of the shiur, you know. And if you do like it, okay. So you like it, okay. So one of the things that's very striking about this Kapitel Tehillim, as is true with many Kapitel Tehillim, is the usage of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of God's name. We start off Lamnatzeach le'eved havaya le'David. We describe the servant of Yudke Vavke, and then Pasuk Bey switches to the Shem Elokim. The Yitzhar tells the Rasha, "There's no fear of Elokim opposite his eyes," right? And then back in Pasuk Vav, we go back to the Shem Havaya Yudke Vavke b'Hashamayim Chazdecha, which continues through Pasuk Zayin Adu Vehema Toshia Havaya. And then Pasuk Ches switches back to the Shem Elokim. Mayakar Chazdecha Elokim Uvnei Adam B'tzel Knofecho Yechesoyim. And that's the last reference to a Shem Hashem, you know, throughout the end of the Kapitel. What's the significance of this switching back and forth between Havaya and Elokim? Clearly it's not by chance, you know, there's not just synonyms with one another. So we know, right, that traditionally one of the explanations of the difference between Elokim and Yudke Vavke is that Elokim is the Midas Hadin, the attribute of God's divine justice. Hashem, Yudke Vavke, is the attribute of Hashem's divine mercy. Right? So with that idea, which is very firmly rooted in Chazal, let's take a look back at the Kapitel and suggest as follows. And let's start from Pasuk Beis, and we'll come back and, you know, take a look at Pasuk Aleph when we finish the Kapitel, trying to understand why this Kapitel is titled the Kapitel for the Eved Hashem, or the Eved Havaya, the Eved of Yudke Vavke. Pasuk Beis describes how powerful the Yetzer Hara is. And although Pasuk Beis speaks of what the Pesha, the sinfulness, the Yetzer Hara, speaks to the Rasha, the truth is, each and every one of us has a little bit of that Rasha inside of us. If we're lucky, we only have a little bit of that Rasha inside of us. If we're not so lucky, so maybe there's a little bit more of that Rasha inside of us. And I'd like to suggest that that Psukim, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay describe the difficulties that anyone who's trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu sincerely has to wrestle with at some point or another. Because as sincere and as dedicated as a person is, we all have a Yetzer Hara, and we all have to struggle with that Yetzer Hara. So David HaMelech says, perhaps even about himself, Ne'um Pesha L'Rasha B'Kerev Libi. Inside my heart, the Yetzer Hara is speaking to the Rasha, which is me. Not that I'm a Rasha in totality, but that little piece of Russia which is in me, Ein pachad Elokim leneged einav. It's hard for me to have that pachad Elokim, to have that fear of Elokim, of the Midas Haddin. It's hard for me to, when I think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's strictly in terms of the Midas Haddin, of God's strict justice. God is a disciplinarian. It's hard for me to develop that sense of Yiras Hashem. The Yetzer Hara is constantly getting me to veer off the path. Why? Ki hechlik elav be'enav. The Yetzer Hara is tricky. It's smooth in how it speaks to me. Limso avono lisno. To get me, again, he's speaking in the third person, but he's speaking about himself, David HaMelech. He causes me, the Yetzer Hara, to find sin and to do things that are hateful. Divrei piv aven omirma. He tricks me. He engages in guile. Chodal haskil lehetiv. And he's gotten me to the point where even though I know what the right thing to do is, but he's convincing. He's gotten me to stop thinking intelligently about what the right thing to do is. Aven yachshov al mishkavo. He gets me, even when I'm lying in bed, thinking about evil things. Yisatsev al derech lo tov. You know what he does, this Yetzer Hara? Again, I'm not a Rasha, but he puts me on a derech, which is not good. You know? The Yetzer Hara tells me, you don't have to go off and do the Aveiro. Just stand here. Right? Stand here on the derech, which leads to immorality. You don't have to go anywhere. You know, I'm not telling you to do the Aveiro. Just, you know, stand outside the shop that has the tray for food in it. Just stand outside that store that has all those magazines that you really shouldn't be looking at. I'm not telling you to go inside and buy a magazine, Chas v'Shalom. I never tell you to do that. But, you know, just stand al derech lo tov. Just, you know, be there. And we'll see what happens. And ra lo yim'os. It's almost anticlimactic. David HaMelech says about himself, after the Yetzer Hara has done its work, the person no longer despises evil. It's anticlimactic. The person does evil. No. The first step that the Yetzer Hara does is he gets the person to no longer see evil as being evil. A rational person, you know, a person who's a person of morality has a natural hatred for that which is wrong and evil. When the Yetzer Hara starts to work its magic, so to speak, the first thing the Yetzer Hara gets us to do is to say, you know what? You know, right? Maybe this is not for you. But, you know, a person has to be open-minded. There are many perspectives on life. So your perspective is you don't steal from people. Okay. You know, that's your approach. But there are other approaches, you know, which say that stealing is okay. You know, your approach is that you have this certain notion of morality and ethics. That's your mahalach. There's another mahalach out there. You think Shabbos is a good thing. Okay, that's fine. That's why we can respect that. But the other guy thinks Shabbos is not such a good thing. Ra lo yim'os, relativism. That's the name of the game today, right? The first step towards going on the path of evil is not to despise evil. Okay, so there's an alternative way of looking at it. Right? You know, I have my way, you have your way. Okay, you know, so Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Right? Not in the real sense of the term, of course. Right? But, you know, the Yetzer Hara manages to convince me that there are other perspectives. You know, what that other person is doing is not detestable, it's not terrible. So David HaMelech in the first four or five psukim of this kapitel says, every person who wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly struggles with this Yetzer Hara. And what on earth am I supposed to do when the Yetzer Hara makes all of these arguments to me? On some level I realize that he's wrong. But on another level it's hard for me to resist. Ribono shel Olam, how do I fight the Yetzer Hara? And that of course is the $1 million question that we struggle with throughout life. How do we fight the Yetzer Hara? So the answer starts in Pasuk Vav. Up until now we focused on Elokim, the attribute of strict justice. We have to realize that, you're right, from a strict justice point of view, we know that Chazal tell us, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world originally b'miras hadin. That didn't work, because from a justice point of view, we're sunk. Our only hope is to turn to Yud Kei Vav Kei, to the Midas HaChesed. Havayo b'hashamayim chasdecho. Your chesed, yud kei vav kei, is up there in the shamayim. Emunoscha ad shechokim. And your faithfulness is to the heavens. Hashem is possessed of both chesed and emuna. What does chesed mean? Chesed means that God is a God of kindness. What does emuna mean? Emuna means that God is faithful. We say it every morning. Rabbo emunasecha. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give up on us. He's, so to speak, loyal to us, His creations. He realizes that we're flawed, that we're human beings. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, I'm willing to help you. If you're willing to be helped, I'm here to help you in your fight against the Yetzer Hara. Tzidkoscha keharei el. Your righteousness, your readiness to help us is like the great mountains. Mishpotecha tahom rabba. Your judgments are like the deep, meaning the deep is hidden. Right? When the time comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to conceal His mishpat, to conceal His justice, and to deal with us from a chesed perspective, and not to bring down the book upon us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're willing to be helped, Hashem is willing to help us. And that's the next, the end of this pasuk. Adam uvehema toshia Hashem. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yud kei vav kei, you save both man and beast. And it's very striking. Why are we talking about the behemoths? Who slept in the behemoths over here? You know, there's an old joke. It's always good to have a joke for the shir, but this joke actually works into the pasuk a little bit. So they tell a story about a guy who comes into a shul right before Kabbalah Shabbos, and of course the Shabbos goes over to him and gives him a shalom aleichem. He says, welcome to our town, welcome to our shul. Is there anything I can help you out with? So the fellow says, yes, as a matter of fact, I want a seat by the Mizrach next to the Rav. So Shabbos says, well, I don't know if we could arrange that necessarily. It's not so easy to just walk into a shul and say you want a seat in the Mizrach by the Rav. The guy says, I insist. He says, okay, I'll go ask the Rav. The Shabbos goes to the Rav. He says, it's a strange thing. This guy walked in off of the street. He says he wants to sit by the Mizrach fount with the Rav. The Rav says, okay, no. I'll indulge him. What's the problem? Let him come in. If that's what makes him happy, that's what makes him happy. The Shabbos brings in the fellow and sits him down right next to the Rav. The Rav opens up his siddur to start the daven, and right away the guy starts hacking the Rav with all kinds of questions. And as they say, the questions are not such deep questions, they're klutz kashas. But he won't let the Rav get in a word in davening. The Rav starts davening, and he asks him this, and he asks him that, and the Rav is trying to be very patient, and he's answering as best as he can. But the guy is draining him a cup, and draining him a cup, and draining him a cup. Finally, he manages to get through the davening. The Rav goes home, and he says, well, maybe tomorrow daven somewhere else. No such luck. The Rav shows up to shul the next morning, and the guy is there already. He's up there, he's sitting by the Mizrachvan. The Rav comes in, he says, Rebbe, it's so good to see you. I wanted to ask you a few kashas. And the whole shachris, musaf, driving the Rav crazy. The Rav can't take it anymore. Rav comes back from Mincha, and lo and behold, the guy's there. And they're davening. And finally, they finish Mincha, they get up, they're almost done with Mincha, they get up to Tzidkoscha, where, of course, we quote this pasuk at the very end of davening. And the guy turns to the Rav, and he says, Rebbe, I don't understand the pasuk. Adam uvehema toshia Hashem. Hashem, you save Adam and Behema, man and beast. How does it come that Adam and Behema should be next to one another? So the Rav has finally had it after the whole Shabbos. He says, it's the Shabbos' fault. That's how the Adam and the Behema come to be next to one another. So, but the Kasha, the Kasha is a good Kasha in the end of the day. How did the Behema get in over here? Adam and Behema toshia Hashem. So I think based on what we're saying, the answer is as follows. And the Malbim, right. The Malbim says this a little bit. Man himself is Adam u'Behema, because when we act the way we're supposed to act, we're Adam. When we give in to the Eitz HaRa, we're Behema, we're beast. Adam uvehemot Toshia Hashem, the greatness of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Midas HaChesed, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help out human beings, not only when we're on the Madrega of Adam, but even when we're on the Madrega of Behemoth. Even when we're struggling with the Yetzer Hara, the Ribbono Shel Olam reassures us, He's with us. He'll help us out, and He'll bring us up to where we're supposed to be. That's the message of these two psukim. The beginning of the kapitel, David HaMelech says, I'm struggling with the Yetzer Hara, Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't think I can manage. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, David HaMelech, calm down. It's okay. I'm here to help you. I'm a Baal Chesed. I have emunah. I have faithfulness. I have loyalty to the human beings that I created down here on earth. Adam uvehemo toshia Hashem. The midas hachesed helps out Adam and behemo. Even when you're in a state of behemo, I'll help you out as well. And the next four psukim describe how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take that behemo and elevate the behemo within man to the highest level. My yokar chazdcha. How precious is that chesed of yours? And now we no longer refer to Hashem as Yud Kei Vav Kei, but rather to Elohim. Elohim is Midas Hadin, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the man and raises him to a high madrega, where he now becomes deserving of God's kindness. Hashem can give him kindness not as Yud Kei Vav Kei, as a gift, but as Elohim. That, you know, you really, on some level, you've gotten to the point where you deserve this. Uvnei Adam! We're no longer talking about behemoths, but now people of the Madrega of Adam, can bask in the wings of the Ribbono Shel Olam. They'll benefit from all of the wonderful things that are in your house. Kimcha mikar chayim. With you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of life. Ba'archa nire'or. Mishol chazdecha. Bring down your chesed Hashem liyodecha. We've now gone from being behema to being yodecha, those people who know Hashem. Vitzidkoska and your righteousness give over to the Yishrei Lev, to people who have made their hearts straight and are able to, they're willing and able to absorb the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's this vision that has been laid out in these psukim. David HaMelech says, help me Hashem fight against my Yetzer Hara. And Hashem says, I will. I'll give you the koach to be able to fight against the Yetzer Hara, and you'll be elevated in the process. So the last two psukim, and this is also based on the Malbim, the last two psukim describe how David HaMelech wins his battle against whom? Against the Yetzer Hara. Al tivo eini regel ga'ava. Let not the leg of ga'ava, of haughtiness and pride, let it not come to me. Meaning, let the Yetzer Hara within me be defeated. V'yad Rishoyim al tiridemi. Let not the hand of Rishoyim push me aside. Who are the Rishoyim? Not the Rishoyim from outside. The Rasha who's inside. Let not the Rasha, the Yetzer Hara, push me off of my pedestal. I've been able to achieve so much with Hashem's help. Let me knock out that Yetzer Hara. Sham naflu po'alei oven. The evildoers fall in this test. What's sham? There they fall, the evildoers. They fall in this process. The tzaddik, you know, struggles with his Yetzer Hara. But he reaches out to Hashem for help, and he's able to be elevated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rasha doesn't even try. Everybody struggles with the Yetzer Hara. There's nobody doesn't have an issue with the Yetzer Hara. But the person who's trying to do what's right turns to Hashem for help, and Hashem helps him with the Yetzer Hara. Right? Chazal say, Il moli HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro, right? Lo yachol, you know, lo yachol lo. If it were not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us help in fighting the Yetzer Hara, we wouldn't be able to overcome him. But Hashem gives us that help. And whereas the tzaddik is able to overcome the Yetzer Hara with Hashem's help, Shom naflu po'alei oven. The evildoers, people who are wicked, they fall in this endeavor. Dochu v'lo yochlu kum. They're pushed aside and they're unable to get up because they don't turn to Hashem for help in overcoming the Yetzer Hara. The message of this capital, which is a unified message, is everybody struggles with the Yetzer Hara, and you know the Yetzer Hara trying to push the person off of Avodas Hashem. The difference, you know, what separates the men from the boys, so to speak, what separates those people who do Hashem's will versus those who don't, is do you appeal to Hashem for help to help you against the Yetzer Hara? The tzaddik does, the Rasha says, I don't care, and he falls down at the end of this endeavor. That's why this capital is entitled Lam Narseach Le'Eved Hashem LeDavid. This is the saga of the person who's the true Eved Hashem. And notice, the Eved of Yudkei Vavkei, of the Midas HaChesed, is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping him out in Chesed. That's why this capital is so named, because it describes the struggle of the Eved Hashem and how the true Eved Hashem is ultimately able to win that struggle against the Yetzer Hara. That's the unified theme which exists here in this capital. I want to just end with a quote from the Medrash Shocher Tov, the Medrash Tehillim, which gives a very different approach than what we said in explaining this capital. But it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Medrash, and I think it's worthwhile just to share it. The Pasuk said, with you, Hashem, is the source of life. With your light, we will see light. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, says the Medrash, Uvda hava b'chad bar nosh. The following story happened with a certain person. Hoya madlikas haner balayla. He would light his candle at night. V'hoya kava umadliko. Kava umadliko. And the light kept going out, and he would relight it, and then it would go out, and he'd keep relighting it, and, you know, this was just a pattern. Amar, the person said, how much more can I put up with this, you know, lighting the candle and having it going out? You know, at this point, I'm just going to wait till morning, till the sun rises. And then I won't need the candle anymore. I'm going to just depend on the light of the sun. That's the story of the Jewish people. We were enslaved in Egypt. Moshe and Aaron came and they saved us from Mitzrayim. And what happened? We left Mitzrayim, we came to Eretz Yisrael, and after a couple of hundred years, so comes Bavel. You know, it's the candle we had lit, went out. Okay, Hanan Mishal V'Azariah, interesting choice. They redeem us. Chazru v'nishtablu liyavon. Right, there's another galus of Yavon, and we're redeemed by the Chashmonoim. And then another galus, Amru Yisrael, Harein is Yaganu. Say the Jewish people, you know, this is getting tiresome already. We light the candle and it goes out. We light the candle and it goes out. Every time we have a geula, there's another galus that follows it. What's going to be? Nigal and Mishtabdim. We're redeemed. We're subjugated. Ein anu mevakshim shiyair lanu basar vadam. We're through just having a redeemer who's flesh and blood. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and redeem us. He's the sun. S-U-N. Right? He's the sun which is going to bring the long dark night of Galus to an end. Finally, once and for all, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kel Hashem Vayo'er Lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to be our Ur. And that's this Rabbi Yochanan, that's our Pasuk here in Tehillim. Ki Imcha Mekar Chayim. Right? You ultimately are the source of all life. Be'orcha Nire'or. When you, Hashem, bring the Geula, then and only then will we see the ultimate Geula. We're not relying on a human redeemer. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate redemption, which is going to come, you know, at the end of time, the Gula HaSida. Yes, there's a Mashiach, but it's a much more direct revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. That's going to be the final dawning of the sun. At that point, you know, we won't need candles anymore to illuminate the night. The night as a whole is going to be over. Again, not related to the pshat we said in the capital, but a beautiful medrash. And halavai, we should be zochet to see the sun rise at the end of the goal. Okay, we will bez Hashem. Amen. Bez Hashem, we'll pick up next week with capital Am Zayin.